late. I was caught up in a phone call that I couldn't disengage with. I'm sure you've all talked to your mother on the phone before. It's really that easy to get off. The cats are fine. My name is John Pope, and for those of you who don't know me, and it looks like we've got lots of new faces here, I am this year's garden coordinator along with Virginia Webster, who will be here presently. What we normally do in the beginning of a meeting is we go around and introduce ourselves, and at this point I'd like us to introduce ourselves. If we are a person holding the reins of responsibility here at the garden, identify yourself as such, and give us the city and country you were born in, if you'd be so kind. My name is John Pope. I'm the garden coordinator, and I'm from Syracuse, New York. Go Orange,
then. Catherine Orange, garden board member, master gardener, and born in Roselle Park, New Jersey. Joyce Burr.
I'm Francis, raised in Northern New York. Been at the garden for over 10 years plus. Still running at it. Thank you.
At 80 years old.
All right.
Hi, I'm Katie. I was born in Ohio, so I follow
her. Cool. All the time, Brooklyn. Oh, where are you from originally?
Minnesota.
Oh, go Badgers. No, that's Wisconsin.
I'm Adam. I was born in the Manila, Philippines. And this is Anna. I'm Elon. I've been in the garden last year.
I'm Brian. I grew up in the Manila County.
What?
I was born in Philly and raised in
Philadelphia. Is that, which is just so amazing. Tiny little town.
John Crow. And Lindsay, I was born in Yakima, Washington. Memorial Hospital.
Yes!
My name is Nao, born in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Judy, born in Yonkers, but from the state of Illinois.
I'm Sarah, I'm from Cincinnati.
I'm Jennifer, I was born in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Illinois.
And Tracy, and I was born here in Brooklyn, too.
Right on. Welcome, everybody. Admittedly, that was an old hat I pulled, or old trick I pulled out of the hat, but I love to see, like, John and Lindsay, look at that, huh? What we do at the very beginning of every meeting is that we ratify the minutes from the last meeting. We do not read those aloud. They were online for a couple weeks. So I'm going to put a motion on the table to ratify the last meeting minutes, which can go on our website, and you can check them out anytime you'd like. Does anybody second that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All in favor?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
So yes, the people who are
joining
today not vote.
Yeah. Anybody opposed? Anybody abstaining?
Lindsay, the only honest one amongst us.
We're going to go through a quick list of our updates on the different projects we have going on here in the garden. And as we continue our exploration of land trust options, today John Crow and Judy Chanda are here from the Brooklyn Area Neighborhood Gardens Land Trust.
Brooklyn
Alliance of Neighborhood Gardens. So you'd think I'd know that by now. So we will have a presentation by them when we're through with these quick updates. And So at this point, I'll just kind of go back in time a little bit. We had a storytelling event here. We combined with the Brooklyn Arts Council, and it was two groups telling stories. One was the Brooklyn Caribbean Cultural Theater, and one was the guy Lenny, who's a deep sea diver in New York City Harbor. They were both very fascinating. Val was here. I think it was a good time. Yeah, it was a good time. Nice family fun. So that happens. On to Mara, Farming Concrete.
Hey everybody, I've been doing the project, this is the second year of measuring how much food I've already been growing. There are also two gardens and a few urban farms. I bought a sign-up sheet this time, if you are growing food in the garden, or if you're not and you want to help me out anyway, sign up, and we'll get together very briefly afterwards.
Definitely. Cool. Okay. Good, that's great, unless you got more.
Getting to bring the
for
I think about
the last time. You did.
Yeah.
And it's online,
it's
too.
Online.
Right.
And maybe it'll go on our website.
Will.
Okay.
Yeah. It could definitely go on our website. Should go on our website. Fantastic.
Cool.
That's all you got?
That's
okay. For new members, today you will get an orientation after this meeting, and we have a, I'm going to segue into the Treasury report with this one. We have a dues requirement of $5 to $1.5 million is where we got to cut it off as a annual donation to the garden. And then we do, which you will learn about in orientation, different amounts of open hours depending upon your responsibilities and your private or non-private stewardship here in the garden. Tracy will go over all that with you. Our treasurer's report, Johanna's coming soon. Right now, we're looking really good. We have $4,954.83 in the bank. That is, we have collected, that's including what we've collected in the last month, which is $1,155 in members' dues. I think we came out of last year with about $2,000 in the bank, but we had that video shoot which helped us substantially, and a couple other, the plant sale, which always helps out. So we are doing a back of the garden project. I don't see Liz here, but she's requesting proposals that we can hash out at a meeting after this. And I would encourage anyone who has a community-based project that they want to do, or just kind of a neat idea, to come forward with either Liz or at the next meeting, because it would be nice to get this money back out into our local economy somehow, instead of just sitting on it here watching those plants grow. So think, and let's see how we can get rid of this, because it's kind of embarrassing. I don't have that much in my own bank. Yeah, I'm living wild, what can I tell you? So that's our, any questions on the Treasury report?
So the movie video shoot did give them money?
They did give their money. The video shoot did actually come through with their money, despite not coming through with other things that they had stated. But they did come through with the cash, and at the end of the day, that was a cold, hard cash deal, with little bits of kind words thrown in. Val, do you want to give us a compost flask?
So far, this year we've had a conference of better condition than the past year. During the winter, we worked hard at it, and the decomposition that usually takes things had to be enhanced by browns and stuff like that, and we were able to do that this winter, and we didn't just leave a pile of stuff there to rot pretty much. So this year, we have great decomposition. We have a lot of people who do not get in the additional amount of compost that we get from. So we're not going to produce as much as in the past, but we're going to have a much better quality
Great. And as always, those guys, as hard as they work, can always use help. And new members, it's a great place to get your hands dirty. So, and other parts. I guess without having other people here that are, yes. Oh, right. We have a quick announcement from our team master gardener.
We really should, nothing really, we should have a work day, get some cookies in the budget for the go to seed and spread all around, so at some point maybe I'll post evening day, work day online.
Okay.
And I wanted to announce that we have gotten some Green Thumb work, Green Thumb giveaway. We got a airplane over there. We got a 50-foot hose, a black heavy contractor hose. So we have a replacement, but we have to take care of it because from what I understand, they will not be giving them out anymore. So be kind to our materials. We also got a pair of hand cleaners, a line handle pair. And also, if you have a box and you don't want something, instead of just tossing it, ask the people in the garden if they want it, send it out to the listservs. If you have too many herbs, too many flowers, or whatever, share. Somebody probably will be interested in it. And we also have Asiatic lilies and bachelor's buttons that are blooming in the communal flower cutting bed, so people are welcome to take, but don't devastate, just like everything else in the garden that we can take from. And for the moment, that's it.
So you got? Okay. And well, New York State's hello. Yeah. More bike lanes. So anyways, I guess without any further ado, we'll get right to lunch here. And two meetings ago, we met with the Brooklyn Queens Land Trust, who is one option for us. The Trust for Public Lands currently owns the property upon which we are sitting and has been the owner of our property, of which we are volunteer stewards of this property. Our organization voluntarily takes care of this property on behalf of the land trust. That might complicate it, but go with that in its spirit. So their mission statement says that they will take endangered open public spaces and hold them for a period of time while they develop another land trust which will hold this garden in perpetuity. Two meetings ago, we met with the Brooklyn Queens Land Trust, who is one of the land trusts that is a possibility for this garden to go to. I know that a lot of you were in attendance. For those of you who weren't, that's why I'm giving you the backstory. John Crow and Judy Chanda have been very instrumental in creating another land trust that is a possibility for our garden seed to eventually sit with, and they will fill you in now.
Sure.
All right.
I feel like this is the stage.
Sure. And both of these guys, by the way, sit in my garden pantheon of demigods, so they kind of...
Just a little background on Bang. Tracing, Catherine Tracy's mom, and we have a history with Bang. Bang, Brooklyn Alliance, the neighbor garden. I'll give you a chance to see my eyes. Bang was created back in the 90s, mid-90s, when it was sort of the writing was on the wall that gardens were in jeopardy. The Giuliani administration came out, and when there were 11,000 vacant lots all over the city, he put 150 of those lots on the auction block, and 120 of them were community gardens. So,
Union Buster.
The evil mayor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he saw gardens as a communist plot. We had actually started Bang before that because we saw the writing on the wall. We saw that, gardens are in jeopardy. We need to unite. And Bang was all the gardens and community 2, which is Fort Greene, Clinton Hill, Phoenixburg 6, Parkville, Thornhill, and then this neighborhood of 8 because of this garden and the garden down the street here. So we were meeting for months and years, and when that whole battle came, we were ready, we were well organized, and prior to the auction being stopped by Trust Public Land and Beth Mender's group, Dang tried to start a land trust because the garden I belong to, which is the Brooklyn Bears garden, which is that triangle garden on Flatbank by the Modell's, and 615 Green, which is on 6th Avenue and 15th Street, and a little bit of North St. Mark's, all needed to become their own land trust, and rather than become individual land trusts, which is a lot of work, we decided to join together and we were going to create a land trust back then. Then the Bette Midler and some public land saved the day, spent $4 million to save those 120 spots, and the rest is history. This garden, because you guys' participation, Bang was part of going to the meetings with your community board to advocate to save this garden. This garden was its own little history. It wasn't part of that big auction. But when Trust Public Lands took this garden on as well to become a land trust, this garden also joined the fray of the groups working together to create a land trust. So many of us, and Judy's with the garden on President Street and Fifth Avenue. So many of us were working for years with BPLC, and it just took too long. People got disinterested, and everybody kind of strayed. And we were all talking about creating our own little land trust, and then when we all started talking, he's like, well, why don't we just do our own thing? And while the original meetings of Bang were definitely bitch sessions about BPLG, we kind of stopped that. Like, you know what, if we're really going to do this, let's stop just bitching about what we don't like about that and do what we want, you know? And we wanted from the original start of what Bang was to do something for us. BPLG has gardens in Bed-Stuy, East New York, Queens. So they've really spread themselves out. It wasn't an organic process that brought all those gardens together. It was the auction. So it wasn't like a group of gardens in a neighborhood saying, let's become a land trust. No, it was forced upon them to become this larger land trust. We have really no animosity towards B2OC. They need to survive. They need to thrive. That's a great thing. We're doing Bang because we want to stay local. Because gardens like this and the Bears, which is right down the street, can have social connections, can have easily meet together because we're all in the same neighborhood, basically. So the 5 gardens that have been coming to meetings to create Bang are the Bears, one of Flatbush, most from this garden, President Street, Green Street, President Street, Green, and Warren St. Mark's. So 615, Green Space, and Bears have committed to join Bang. And so now we're asking you guys, if you would like to join us, we would love to have this garden and Warren St. Mark join us as part of Bang.
So a little history, like when we got together and we finally decided that a land trust was what made the most sense to make another land trust as opposed to individual land trust.
Can you all hear her?
Or hooking up with...
Why don't you come up here so we can see you and hear you.
Or hooking up with the Manhattan and Bronx land trust. So eventually, after about 3 or 4 months of meetings, so we said, okay, let's do this thing, let's go back to Bang and some of its original concepts and do it. And we got a not-for-profit lawyer, a volunteer lawyer for the arts, and
New York Lawyers for the Public Interest.
And the papers for incorporation have been sent to New York State. They've been approved by the New York State Department of Education. We had to pass through some things that we had in our original statement of objectives. And we are just about finished with our bylaws. And one of the big differences in terms of bylaws and governance structures is that each garden will elect its own representative to be on the board of Bang. And so there's a very intimate communication in terms of people bringing the issues of their garden to the board of Bang and Bang issues back to their garden, whereas B2LT has like open elections, people can be from all over, and Sometimes news has appropriated back and forth in regard to very much at all. If you don't have somebody who's actually on the board. So that's the big thing. And what else would I say? We have some excellent fundraisers among us. I mean, one of the concerns is like money, okay, how are we going to take care of insurance, which we discovered is less than $2,000, which will cover insurance for, say, we'd be an estimate for each of the five gardens, and it goes by the acreage. And also for insurance that covers the board members. So all of that is what was like 1650.
We did an estimate based on the five gardens that we have been meeting, and it's under $2,000 per year for that.
For everything?
For all that.
For insurance? Wow.
For
yes.
Board. Actually, the board and officers insurance was more than the...
Then the right, that was 900, and those five gardens were 750 for all of them. But yeah, it was good to know. And this is through an insurance company that works with the Land Trust Alliance, which is the national.
Yeah,
yeah.
For the officers board. I'm not sure who carries it.
So it's really subsidized.
As is DQLP, we will be joining the Land Trust Alliance, which is a national organization of Land Trust, and through Land Trust Alliance, you have access to this low-cost insurance for land trust.
Right. And the other big expense for a land trust, the gardens, is... Pardon?
No, it's water maintenance. What is this for maintenance?
Oh, you don't have a water system.
We don't have town water.
But for the Bang Land Trust, it would be an expense for the gardens that do have water systems hooking up to city water.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be somebody who's trained to turn it on and to turn it off and to take a test each year, and the master plumber has to sign off on that. And that's something for a garden that has to use that.
But you know, we may want that in the future.
The five gardens that have been working together, what's really unique about them is that we're all very autonomous. We're all very self-sufficient gardens. Even though Trust Public Land owns you, you probably hardly ever go to Trust Public Land for any issues, because internally you guys are so organized,
mm-hmm.
so you're doing your own thing. We're not going to change that when you go to Bang. In fact, that's what Judy was talking about, the governance structure that we're creating and how it differs from the land trust that we're very excited about is that each garden will choose your own representative, and that representative will be a board member. That board member will be given the issues that we have discussed at a meeting, go back to you to discuss those issues and come back to the next meeting. So it won't be this, board that you don't know what they're doing, making decisions that will affect your garden. No, your garden affects the board's decision. That's a huge difference in the way that the two efforts are set up that we're very excited about. It's one thing that we had trouble with because many of the gardens that are going into Bang were individual battles. We weren't part of the auction. Theirs was not part of the auction. You guys were not part of the auction. 16 was not part of the auction. We individually fought really hard to save our individual garden. So the idea of handing our gardens off then to the deeds off to an organization that we don't really have connection with, that we don't really have any control over their decision, didn't feel comfortable with us. So that was one of the main emphasis, was to start to go back to the Bang idea, the Bang mission, the Bang values, and start over and create this other.
We have a little office. It's
more of an address than an office.
Post office box.
If we need to.
Uh-huh. But we're not going to have an executive director. We're not going to have that. The expenses are going to be very low. Insurance and water for the other garden. And water, really, for the other gardens, once it becomes a local land trust, you can get a waiver from the Department of Environmental Protection. So that won't be...
So what are you for?
Right. So that's really what we're about. The main emphasis is about staying local. We don't want to be, don't plan on reaching out to every part of Brooklyn and inviting them to Bang. We want to stay local, we want to stay small, and there's maybe events that we can do as a group of Land Trust, maybe a tour where everybody can visit the other gardens, that kind of thing. Something that unifies us and that way our meetings will always be open. Everybody's invited. Everybody's invited. There will be committees beyond the main board for events or for the main stuff. And it's really about staying local and staying very small and not trying to reach too far beyond the grasp of what Atlantis needs to be. This is really just legally own the property. Mm-hmm. But Public Land doesn't want to own the property. That was never their mission. They wanted to hand off the land trust. But, you know, 13 years later, for some reason, they didn't feel like they could do it. We're moving fast. By the end of this year, we're going to ask them to convey our property. We're not going to sit around and wait for 13 years for this to happen. It's just going to happen.
Move forward. Right. We'll be going for 501c3 as soon as we get incorporated with New York State.
No, you
have to keep up the details. We're going to be going for 501c3 to get, so we can get contributions be written off in, you know, on the organization's head and the organization's head.
So, questions?
Yeah, I was gonna, what do you see as when you talked about, you know, representatives coming and working out whatever issues gardeners might have, in your experience with working with, you know, a group of gardeners, what do you foresee as some of the issues that you know, will need to be addressed? It sounds like, you know, basically handling, you know, just insurance and water and...
In the big picture, we're talking about gardens that are very self-functioning. So we're not talking about gardens that are going to be a huge burden to the land trust because their membership went away, or, you know, trust for the land put a lot of money in fences, the sidewalks, so the chart, you know,
so infrastructure is an issue.
Problem. You know, we're kind of expecting people like yourselves to be pretty self-sufficient in that. Mm-hmm. You know, theirs is not. Needed help from outside sources, you know, or just Ratner plowed it down, you know.
Because that was leading to another question I was going to ask. Is, you know, some people have mentioned that with two land trusts, there's going to be competition for funds from, you know, fundraising sources, that especially in this day and age where things are tight, that,
there's an organization that the Manhattan and the Bronx Land Trust are now under an umbrella organization called the New York City Land Trust Group that they've created, that is an umbrella group so that they would do the fundraising for whatever is needed, and then the land trust would fall under that umbrella, which now is the Manhattan and the Bronx Land Trust, would receive funds when they need it. They are interested in staying coming under that umbrella as well if we need to.
And again, so
we on the other hand decided they didn't want to be a part of that, and they were kind of difficult to work with at the time, so they didn't work with anybody.
And then we have enough creative people, as I said, like who have experience with fundraising. The former executive director of B2LC is a part of the group that's been, you know, organizing Bang and getting it ready to be a corporation. She did fundraising when she was at B2LC. A number of people have done fundraising. I have two other people, so there's a lot of expertise there.
And you
was
in your own group. You fundraising for yourself.
Right. And it could be that, like, when groups get together, they'd say, gee, it would really be great to have a project about da-da, you know, and have workshops here and workshops here, or work with youth or work with seniors or whatever. And, you know, it's something that we can talk about, maybe write a proposal for some foundation that's going to give a whole lot more money for a project that's going to go for a couple of years.
You guys already have your own 501c3.
We're fiscally sponsored. Right. For those of you who don't know, we are a fiscally sponsored, what they like to call, project of the Open Space Institute, which essentially means that we use someone else's 501c3 for all of their benefits, which is kind of the perfect segue into, if there's a land trust, you guys have the 501c3, and I understand there's a lot of other administrative hurdles to jump over first, but is there some thinking in the future that you may provide a fiscal sponsorship for?
Definitely one.
All right. Because that would be a little more.
I think 615 does.
Yeah.
And Martin Marston, Green State, you know, so that would be an easy fiscal sponsor. There's a bunch of fiscal sponsors out there.
Oh, got you.
To continue to do that. Income has a lot of things that can do that. Money. It's all out there.
But, right.
Yeah. And maybe once a year as a group, we all, there's one dang fundraiser that pays for insurance every year. You know, and we make $700 or $800 of one bake sale every year at the fair. You know, we need double that for insurance payments. It's all doable, and we're keeping it very small. This is not going to be. We're thinking maybe 4 meetings a year. We're not talking about meeting monthly. You know, maybe committee is if there's an activity would be part of that. But you know, this isn't going to be this like big huge corporate organization that's owning your property.
So most of your fundraising is also going to be local. You do a lot of local fundraising primarily.
Completely. Yeah. You know, and outreach to let people know that we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't cater competition to DCLC in any way. Really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are grants, especially if we go under the umbrella of Manhattan Group, or New York City, larger groups. There are grants that are only available to gardens in Manhattan, or groups in Manhattan, you know, that they could then tap into because they are that as well. There are grants that are only available to Brooklyn groups. There are, you know, so there's a lot of, you know, good reasons in it. There's enough grants out there that we're not really going to be competing for those grants.
Yeah.
And there's enough environmental groups that if you want to pay for competing, competing against BBG.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, we're not here to hope that DCLC will fail. We hope that they survive and they thrive. And I'm sure that we in the future will be working with them. You know, we just want to keep the governance of our gardens in this area local. So that's really the main reason that we've kept up with this and that we're going this direction.
And just so I'm clear on the structure of this, the main difference in Bang administratively is that each garden has a board member, whereas at BQLT, the board members are filtered through another body of all the gardens
from at large.
From at large,
they have two or three
or none,
or none.
Right.
Most gardens have none.
Right.
Also, outside resource people on their board.
Right. Or to be on an advisory board, not the
main board.
We can create an advisory board with some of that outside people who come to all the events.
But don't make policy
fundraising.
Decisions.
You know, all the policies, all the main decisions are coming from that core board, which has a representative from each garden. Now, if we add 5 or 10 gardens down the road, it becomes a larger board, you know, and that's fine. Because we're staying within this geographic area, we can't get too large because there aren't that many gardens, too. You know? We're kind of setting ourselves up this way, too, because we don't know what's going to happen to gardens citywide in the future. Right now, we've got a mayor who loves us. We don't know if there's going to be another Giuliani down the road who, you know, thinks we're a communist plot. You know,
well, we are.
And I think it's more social.
So who realizes, I think, more than thinks.
So we don't know. So, you know, down the road, I mean, Green Thumb is all the lost its funding this year, which is solely based on block grant funds. And the Republicans in D.C. wanted to bag that whole program. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, and they're getting their funding this year, by the way.
So that was about 100%
efficient,
and most of their other
staff
are leaving.
They
don't have no staff, but
they have money.
Right.
They have no staff.
They're not allowed to hire staff.
Oh, that's for this year. Next year is going to come down, so the city has to step up. So, you know, down the road, if the mayor says he doesn't want to hold these properties anymore, they're going to might need these land trusts, or you're going to need more than one land trust in Brooklyn, because Brooklyn has as many gardens as the other boroughs put together. It's about of the 600 garden citywide, I think we're going to have half of that at least.
Another thing in our bylaws is because we will be such a reorganization that after the first year of being incorporated, we want to review the bylaws and see what needs to be tweaked, subtracted, added, etc. And then every 2 years after that, so we can kind of keep in touch with how we're growing, what the issues are, how the original bylaws are functioning or not.
Right.
I think Tracy passed out the bylaws.
Yeah.
There's a lot of legalese in there, but I think the main part is about how we're setting ourselves up structurally as our governance policies. And certainly you look at our mission statement, that just has gone
through
core values, and it's all about we're going to affect, making it a community of art, is what Bang wants to be. And
just to speak to the brevity of those bylaws, and I'm sure we have all read them, one reason why, and correct me where I go astray, but Bang's bylaws are approximately 2.5 pages long, the BQLC bylaws are 50 pages long, because there was a lot of stuff cut out of the BQLC bylaws by a phrase that, you are able to do what you want to do in your garden as long as you are not breaking laws. And there's a lot of policy in the other bylaws, like about dogs and stuff, that really are put into a larger, which you need to adhere to if you join a larger group, whereas because of the way the Bang bylaws are structured, if you wish to have a policy where you have dogs run all the way around the outside of your garden, that's fine as long as your garden decides it. So that's one of the differences that occurs within the structure.
Big liability issues, if you saw something that, that's an accident waiting to happen, that we might all lose in the garden.
Don't go in the back of our garden then.
That's
a train of right there.
We're gardening on top of what used to be building. So, the gate room might fall in someday. The beam that was holding up that, for the most part, that's what has been wonderful about TPL owning the properties as long as they did. They fixed a lot of stuff. They fixed a lot of problems, a lot of issues with neighbors and walls and borders and that kind of stuff. We did all that, So now we're all in such good shape that that's not going to be a huge cumbersome burden on the landfill. So that's why we're comfortable as a small group taking that on.
You sort of spoke about some of this, but what are the responsibilities of member gardens? Do we have to pay dues to Bang, or do we have to have fundraisers for Bang?
They're not paying any dues. Once we know what the cost to the land trust are going to be so minimal, we think some group fundraiser that we're all taking part of, maybe we have a table at the green market one weekend, do a bake sale type thing, that kind of thing. Through Grow NYC, this is a good connection. They've always been connected to the garden. Something like that. That would be really make sense. We don't want to do this on Jews because the gardens are all, they function differently, We're all for different sizes. You guys don't have the water, other gardens have the water. There's, just different needs. In general, there's going to be those basic expenses of the insurance, with the, as you said, some of the funny stuff. And beyond that, there really isn't a huge, huge burden on the land. It's really what we want to make it. Down the road, the groups decide, we want to have educational portion to Bang. Sure. We're set up to do that. We're set up to become a much more advocate group for Saving Garden citywide. We can become more what Bang was all about activism and fighting the powers that be, and we will certainly step in if that becomes a need citywide. We're set up to do that. Certainly, each of the guards that are talking about going to the Bang are active enough. Now, wait for the number of people. I mean, it's what we did today. see that very basic, streamlined franchise that should have been set up 13 years ago and should have, you know, set off and running back then. And God knows why they didn't know to do it then, but, you know, now we're just taking the bull by the horns.
What was the first urban land trust that CPL, you know, got involved with? They're not usually in the business of handling urban land. They usually do acres and acres of outside land and turn it over to some local group to steward.
That was an eye-opening experience for them.
Oh, I'm sure.
It has been, yeah. And also for the Land Trust Alliance, which has funded BQLT and the other land trusts a little bit. It's their first experience with an urban land trust. And so they're all curious in terms of, like, the models, you know, to look at and what would be the future and this kind of thing.
Go bang.
I have one other question. If we joined Bang, and then we decided we didn't want to be a part of Bang, how can we leave Bang?
In the same way that we're doing now. You are autonomous. You guys, even now, if you guys decide, you know what, we'd really rather be a part of Park, you know, you could lobby the city to take you back into the Park Squad. Okay. And just like there's other...
So you could transfer our deed back out to another...
It is your guard. Mm-hmm. It is not going to be Bank's guard. It will be Bank's guard on paper because that group will own it. It's your guard. It's autonomous.
Being with the city, you know, is a vulnerable situation. Right now it seems fine, but, you know, as John said, you never know who's going to be mayor and, you know, who's going to make policy.
Scary. But, you know, but yeah, that is... That, definitely something we've talked about, Tracy, that, you know, that's why we, you know, that's why we're doing this, because we can't.
Right, but I think if the deed goes to BQLT, they will probably never be interested.
Well, I asked them that question at a meeting, and everybody was flabbergasted and didn't quite know how it would,
Well, I doubt that they would miss us. Which is why we wanted to
You are autonomous and you've created this guard. This is your guard. You know, Bang is just setting itself up to be that legal apparatus as a land trust. Either legally it has to go into a land trust. You can do your own land.
Exactly.
You know?
We're certainly not. I don't think we're prepared.
You know? We're not organized. You know? You all.
We need help. We need help.
And it's just like 50 years down the road. I don't know who's going to be gardening here.
Right.
You don't know. We're going to be composted by then.
Right.
So, young people. But, you know, so we, you know, you're thinking about the future, too. And the idea of a local land trust where we can stay connected and we can feel some sort of social community to these other gardens that are very near us, you know, I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that. That's what Bang was all about from the get-go, is that, you know, strength in numbers.
I have a question. Is Bang planning on, at any time, on having staff? And if so, how is that going to be decided? And if not, do you have faith that it will be the same again?
We have no intention of that. I mean, only if it becomes, if the group decides, you know, we want to become a much bigger thing, we want to have programs, we want to, then maybe, yeah, maybe that, you know, they get, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars in the bank account, like, oh, you know, let's go for it. But we see no need for that now. That's why the board is being set up as a board of, from the membership options. That was real key to when we first started talking about things. We wanted to be from the membership options. We didn't want to have a group up here trickling down information down to the membership. The membership gets the information. No votes happen in the board. It didn't go through the membership. The membership talks about it, comes up with a decision, and brings it back to the board for the next meeting. So that's really the model we're looking at. And you know, and that'll keep you flexible too. And we see need for, you know, especially if you get under one of the umbrella group for fundraising, then, you know, they have their own staff doing that.
And at this point, Bang would just function the whole cities and do the kind of larger administrative stuff.
All of
the stuff that CPL does. Right.
Yeah.
That's all we ever needed to do. We could have been up and running like 15 years ago.
Right.
Instead, CBL named Hunter Hoops, and this is we have our one hoop that's coming through it.
So when do you anticipate getting the becoming incorporated?
We hope by the end of the year. We hope to start conveying the properties. If our lawyer thinks that this can move fast, once the next step is the certification comes through, then you apply to New York State, you apply,
The New York State is where the application is. And so as soon as we get a certificate of incorporation, then we'll take it to IRS to become a 501c3. And then we can start going to outside fundraisers if we need it, even just to raise a little bit of seed money.
And so you anticipate that's happening by...
Everyone's like, I don't know.
In February, she thought by the end of the summer.
I have no idea how long
these things. Then there was a little glitch about having something about education in the mission statement, which made it have to go back to the board or the education department to say yes, but that's okay. You can say education if you're not usurping the, what schools will do.
In the meantime, TPL, I think Joanne said that they're comfortable hanging on to. They're not going to force us to do anything. They're okay waiting for this to happen.
And
for the garden to make its decision.
You got a question?
I just wanted to respond to what Catherine was saying, because I'm not sure how long it takes for the
And like you guys, I mean, we're going to model our website after you guys and other guards.
It's WordPress.
Yeah, that's what Sarah did. But I'm just not smart enough to figure out where she is. I don't have to know
that guy.
That guy over there. Alrighty.
Any other questions? Well, thank you very much for coming out.
I mean, if there are in the future, we'd be happy to come back or other people from the organization.
Yeah. I think it would be appropriate right now if you're on our list, Herb, I know that.
Yeah.
So maybe you could post the most current versions of everything you got so that we can digest it. Yeah, and whatever else
is...
You
did, though, right? You did.
Yeah.
So that's that. I can do our mission statement and...
Maybe the letter.
The one that I did.
No, the one that Sheila developed for GPL.
Oh, yeah.
So that we can look at that as what that was. Yeah, right. So that we can...
The garden staff decided to go to things, so we have a letter. It's a legal thing, so the GPL thing, we want this garden to be the same thing.
Formality.
Right. The separation. The assumption was that we just want to be DPLC and not to do that.
Declaration in fairness. Yeah, right. Right, and I've lost it in the 6,726 emails that are currently living in my inbox.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you very much. All right, folks. I know that these are big decisions, but I think we should all feel privileged that we are garden members at this time and really have a chance as rational adults to make the right decision for our garden. So we'll go through the information and talk some more about it at the next meeting. I think that is it for this meeting. No.
We need to pick, there are more announcements and we have to pick a date.
Okay, yeah. I'm getting to the date. I would like to make a quick announcement for all the new members here. New faces, people wishing to join the garden today. Oh, I did one. Yeah, I did. I just read your text. Yeah, it was stinking. So people that are wishing to choose the garden today, to join the garden today, you see Johanna immediately after we're done with the meeting in about 2.5 minutes. This is Johanna right here. She'll get you through the dues process, and then Tracy, who's right next to me, will have an orientation for you, and you will be fully good to go, leaving here with a small brass key. Welcome. It's a baseline, what we're trying to do here, and is Eva here? What we're trying to do here is to keep this garden open as public space, open to the public for a minimum of 20 hours a week. We do that through voluntarily coming here during pre-described hours to keep the garden open, so we have a schedule posted. And part of what we do as members is sign up for those time slots so that we ensure that the garden is open. They're lofty goals. You wouldn't think 20 hours a week was that big a deal, but we all have busy urban lives, and we work very hard at it. So that's really what, at the core of it, there's lots of other things you do as a garden, but as a core, we are an open public space that we want to be inviting and welcoming. So welcome, and you're invited to new faces. Garden announcements?
Yes. Two announcements. First off, I'd like to congratulate Kat for her graduation from NYU this year.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, she had a new graduate. So congratulations to her. And the other thing I wanted to say is happy Father's Day to all the dads that are out here and all the moms who are dads.
Okay, now our next meeting, and we're going to try to get a little work done afterwards. We need to move those sandbags away from the tree in the back, which Keon brought. Thank him very much when you see him. He used for Phil and our various sinking portions of the property, but they're a little too close to the tree and might be doing some bad things to the roots, so we'll find a place to stack them up. It'll be a good old levee building kind of thing, camaraderie. Our next meeting will be in July. How does July 16th sound?
I want some of your guys.
Oh, wait, do we want to do a midweek meeting?
Midweek meeting seems like 8 people ever show up.
Yeah.
It's going to be an important meeting.
Should we have it on the 9th of July and celebrate Argentinian independence? It's a great calendar. It's got them all. Congratulations. Yeah. Sound good? No.
I'm not your brother.
How about the 21st? July 16th. Well, we could do July 16th. I'm just trying to find something that works here for Catherine and Johanna if we're going to hash out the Bang D2LT issue. No.
Yeah, or if you want to postpone discussion.
We could just postpone that discussion, have some time to do it, and talk about gardening things. I like that. July 16th it is. That'll give Sophie the opportunity to celebrate Independence Day in peace. So July 16th at 11 a.m. See our next garden meeting. Thank you all very much for coming. Any last minute burning desires? Meeting adjourned.
Bye.